Well, my great pleasure now to bring back the Saugus High School hockey coach, boys hockey coach, we have to clarify that now, Coach Jeff Natalucci. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you, Rick. How's everything?
Very well on this end. How about with you?
Very good, very good.
Yeah, we have to, you know, the girls are making such a splash now in hockey, and it's growing so fast. That once upon a time, we didn't have to differentiate between boys hockey and girls hockey, but they've come on strong, so I have to be careful in how I phrase this stuff, you know?
Oh, that's right. No, girls hockey has really taken off. It's actually really good to see.
It is. It's gotten better and better, and it's very competitive. But let's talk about Saugus. You guys, you've had some rough spots here and there, and Jeff, I'm amazed at how you guys, how resilient you've been this year, because you had two really tough losses, and I'm guessing there might be something else going on, maybe with the COVID factor. But you know, you opened up with a tough loss against Masco, and then a tougher loss really against Beverly. But the boys have bounced back. So tell me a little bit about how preseason has gone and how the team has been put together.
Yeah, no, I mean we've definitely gone off to you know, in that Masco game for sure. You know what I'm saying? We got on the ice a little late, so we only had about 8 or 9 days to prepare for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, great program also, Masco, you know what I'm saying? So you need to be on tops. But, you know, tight game there for a while, but it was one of those ones, both the Masco and the Beverly game, where we just kind of fell apart in the third period. But luckily we've been able to learn far from it and bounce back, you know, the games after that and do some really good things.
Well, so, you know, Masconama comes into the league, and in every single sport, if they haven't dominated, they've certainly been near the top. I mean, they're a big school, and you expect to have a battle against Masco and Saugus. You guys are one of the smaller schools, so I mean, that stands to reason. How's the participation coming into the season before the first game? How what do you got for kids? How many, you know, how are the numbers and so on?
So our numbers we're at 20 this year, so they've been down a little bit, but we actually ended up getting 3 transfers back, which has really helped our team out, especially this year. So it's definitely added to some our forward depth, which has been good to see. So, you know, we got the new building over there at the high school now, and hoping with that we can keep trending in the right direction here.
Yeah, it's good. And what's fascinating, Jeff, is except for the Beverly hiccup, man, you know, the last three of the last four games, your boys have done well. So tell me about the rebound against Swampscott. In those two games, how did that go? Because you tied them and then you beat them.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely a tough one, but in both games we were able to just really have, you know, good solid third periods where we just, you know, kept things simple, got pucks in deep, got in on the forecheck. We were able to create some good offense that way. I mean, when we keep things simple, we've been pretty effective this year.
You know, everybody has beaten everybody in the NEC, and Peabody is no pushover, but you guys had a really good game against them.
Yeah, no, definitely, again, just another solid, you know, back and forth for two, and then, you know, I thought, again, third period, we really kept things simple, got pucks to the net, jumped on rebounds, got in on our forecheck, and it really helped.
All right, before we talk about some of the kids, Jeff, a little bit about, if you would please, coaching in this situation, this pandemic, this crazy times where the kids are in school, they're out of school. I think Saugus, you guys were in the red zone, whatever the hell that means, for a while. So everything is up in the air, then you're able to play. What's it been like getting started, getting the kids on the ice and getting the practices together and coaching the kids? Because you also have to, you know, go over some new stuff that is a little outside the normal hockey technique stuff.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it's been a bit challenging, but the guys have, especially lately, have really come around to it. I mean, one of the biggest adjustments, I think, is, you know, we're used to 1 hour practice, but now with some of the new restrictions, you know, we've been cut down to 50 minutes, which you think 10 minutes isn't a big deal in a hockey practice, but it really, really is. You know, I know for the guys, the mass thing's been tough, but, I mean, it's something that everybody's been dealing with. So, for the most part, we've been doing pretty good with it.
Well, you know, you talk about 10 minutes. Well, how about 30 seconds? Add those extra 30 seconds to the penalties, and it makes a difference.
Yeah, right. No.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, so hello. How about special teams? Do you get to practice that at all now?
Yeah, we've been able to, you know, really work it in. It's you know, it's become such a key part, you know. So, yeah, we've been able to try to, the day before a game, we really try to focus the last 15, you know, sometimes 20 minutes on it, because it's, I mean, especially power play, if you can cash in on your power plays and you know, we're in a situation right now where we're running five forwards on our power play. So, yeah, we've definitely paid a lot of attention to it.
You know, a team like Masconomet, a team like Gloucester, they can run three lines at you, three sets of defensemen and so on. And then you play Peabody, and Peabody is really strong for two lines, but that's, you know, they're short on personnel. So that's got to make a difference. How many lines and how many kids are you able to play in each game?
Yeah, so our depth up front has been pretty good. We've been able to go with our three lines, you know, but on the back end, again, we're kind of a lot like PB. We have 3D, and then we're kind of trying to figure it out, you know, spotting a forward back there every once in a while. And like I said, that's why we've been really trying on our power play to use the five forwards, because that gives us another opportunity to kind of get those three defensemen arrested. They've been logging on a real lot of minutes for us, so. You know, that's been a bit of a challenge, but up front we've actually had pretty good depth.
You know, I remember a long time ago, I don't even know if you have heard of it, but the old Lynn Arena, when we used to watch games over there, there were kids on, I don't know, Malden Catholic comes to mind, Gloucester comes to mind with some of their big guys. Their defensemen would be out there every other shift. In other words, they would just play two sets of defensemen, and they'd play all night long. But you can't do that today. Is the game faster now, Coach? And I don't know how to even ask the right question, but you've got to have personnel coming in and off the ice every 20, 30 seconds.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it is. There is a good pace to the game. And you know, yeah, the 3D is challenging. That's why we're always trying to, you know, spot that fourth forward, that forward back there to give us a little break. And we got, you know, you got so many, you know, talented forwards in this league. They can really wear on you and make it difficult on you.
Jeff, you take away those 18 goals in those two games, and I know you can't do that, but if you do, you've only given up 7 goals in the other games. You are preaching team defense, and you guys are working pretty good at that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely something that we've been working on every day. Like I said, not to kick the 3D thing around, but you know, we're really putting a lot on our forwards back and give the guys the help all that they need back there.
All right, let's get specific. Tell me who your main leaders are, please.
Yep. Right now we got up front, we got juniors Jason Karen, Massey Ventry. Along we also have juniors Chris Rignetta, Kevin McMaster, and sophomore Dante Morrow. And then in the net we got senior goalie Nick Davola. And then on the back end, we got junior defenseman Ryan Rigucci and senior defenseman Andrew Cipriano.
All right, so I'm looking at the roster here. You got a pretty good blend of seniors and underclassmen, or are you heavy with seniors?
No, we're the only Davula and Cipriano are both, so the goalie and one of our defensemen, seniors.
Okay.
And then we have Devin Burke, who plays some fourth line for us. He's a senior. And then after that, we're junior heavy this year.
All right, that's good. That's excellent. All right, tell me a little bit about now what's coming up, because you've got. Let me look at my schedule here. You got Gloucester tomorrow, and they've been a bit of an enigma. They won, I think, 3-4 straight, and then they've lost their last two. But everybody knows about Jack Costanzo, and then they're learning about this kid, a freshman, Emerson Marshall. So, what's the scouting report on them?
Yeah, no, I mean it's going, you know, going to be up there, you know, big building, and Gloucester's always got those forwards that can go, you know, and use their speed, so you got to try to take their time and their space away. Like you said, Costanzo, we've been known about him since he's day one. We played them game one of his freshman year, and he made an impact in that game, and he's continuing to make an impact, so you got to be aware where he is on the ice.
All right, Coach, finally, how do you look at the league this year? Because as I've seen it so far, no one's dominating. It's the old proverbial on any given night.
Yeah, no, it seems to be that way from what I've seen only through five games, but of what you see for scores in the paper and everything, it seems to be, if you want to show up and give it all you got, you're going to give yourself a chance to win.
Okay, you guys are on, I'm trying to look, you've got a, there's a, what am I looking for? YouTube channel that are your games broadcast live at home, or is it
they've been channel Saugus TV has been streaming them through YouTube, yes.
Okay, I can link to that. And Gloucester, of course, they've got KPAN Live, so when you guys go up to Gloucester, your people can watch it on KPANLive.com, I think it is. Or just KPAN. If you Google KPAN Live, they'll be able to get the game.
Excellent.
So that's good. All right, Coach, listen, it's great talking with you. I'm happy you're out there for the main, you know, the big thing. It's got to feel good considering where we were maybe a few months ago.
Yeah, no, excellent. It's good. It's great to see these kids being able to play hockey, you know, especially for these three seniors here this year, just to be able to get out there and get some games under their belt is excellent for them.
That is Saugus High School hockey coach Jeff Natalucci with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.